Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, man?
Oh, just, you know, dealing with the fact that I fail a lot, and I want to talk about that. And I also want to wrap up all of this discussion of failure that we've had during our 52-part series. I know we've talked about that a lot, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't prepare people for what the term fail fast meant and why that might be important. Now, Matt, before we get started on that, a quick reminder that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. So, you know, Matt, here we are. We're at episode 22 of 52, and, you know, we've talked about a lot of different stuff and a lot of different things. This episode is going to be pretty short. Because, well, fail fast is a buzz term and a buzzword that's out there. And we've also talked about it's time to start preparing Lambos and our rocket ship for the moon after this episode. Yes. So anyway, let's get started, man. So, you know, like you've heard the term fail fast, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What does it mean?
You know, I think if we could step back and take another analogy for this, I was thinking about this before we started recording, and it's like sort of like being in a failed marriage. It's like at some point in time, you just want to get this shit over with and go do something else because this just ain't working. Like, why are we going to keep fighting every day, right? And in some sense, your startup gets into that stage. You're like, we're just not getting anywhere, and this just ain't working, and maybe we should just fail and do something else. And I think startups get in that same place sometimes.
Yeah, and on a smaller level, when it comes to fail fast, you know, there's so many things that a new business or any business is trying to learn how to be good at. That's often just a science experiment. And the faster you fail, the closer you are to a solution that doesn't fail. And I think where you hear like a lot of VCs and investors say, hey, if you're going to fail, fail fast. So you are just that much closer, meaning don't take forever to fuck it up.
Well, and it may not be fail as in like complete failure. It could also be pivot, right? Like we tried this thing. We tried for 90 days. We talked to a lot of customers. Nobody wants to buy what we're trying to sell. So we need to build something else, or we just need to throw this whole baby out with the bathwater and do something else.
Yeah. And, you know, the when it comes to examples of failure and resilience and all that, you know, it's pretty commonly known that Edison tried thousands of different iterations of the light bulb before finding one that burned. And the thing was, is like the faster he failed at all those, the sooner he arrives at the one that doesn't. So and you don't know that. You don't know what works until you know it works.
To some degree, it's opportunity cost, right? Like, I'm spending all my time working on something that doesn't work when I should stop and go work on something that will work, right? Like I'm preventing myself from working on something else that actually will succeed. And
honestly, the biggest problem with startups is people, when you're like, oh, I quit my job and now I'm doing the startup thing full time and it doesn't make any money. And like, we're just burning cash. And it's like, you just can't keep burning cash or not having a job like week after week after, at some point in time, like the bleeding has got to stop. Right. And you got to just like stop living the dream and just call it over and move on.
Yeah, and I was recently, Matt, as you're aware, I'm kind of fascinated with studying like what makes a genius and like what is a genius and like, are you a genius? Are you crazy? Or some of that. And I was recently reading a book about that. And one of the things that they were talking about, the geniuses in history aren't afraid to move fast and break things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of that kind of a similar fail fast mentality. Now, if you're, you know, we're in this as startups and business and in entrepreneurship, we're in this constant arms race with competition. And that's another reason, like the more of that timeline you burn up, if someone else is onto a solution, if you're still failing and doing it slowly, they're stretching the distance between them and you. So Matt, when you think about like, how do you define failing?
Well, it could be the business model failed, or you couldn't get product market fit, or you didn't hire the right talent. Like there are a whole lot of reasons that your startup can fail, right? But usually it comes down to product market fit. It's like, we built this thing, but nobody wants to buy it, or nobody will pay for it, or they won't pay enough for it, or it just doesn't solve a problem that anybody cares about. And my favorite are these businesses that are like consumer-based things, right? Like, oh, we created a website or a mobile app and we just expect like a million people are all of a sudden going to know it exists and we're going to make millions of dollars in advertising, right? But like, nobody knows that you exist. And at some point in time, it's just like, you guys got to realize that nobody cares that you built this app. And so what are you going to do? Are you just, okay, it's in the app store, now what, right? Like, at what point are you going to just accept that you built an app and nobody knows about it and just decided it didn't work, right? Like it's just failed business models usually.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, failure is not defeat, you know, like, and you look at so many different things, like, you know, later on tonight, I'm going to a Kansas City Royals baseball game.
They know all about failure.
Yes, they certainly do, but that wasn't my intended example. But in baseball, yeah, a Hall of Fame hitter is only right 3 out of 10 times, meaning they technically fail 70% of the time and they're still elite amongst the best. And sometimes those failures occur in the weirdest ways. Like they might hit the ball right on the screws, like 100 miles an hour, and it just goes right at someone. And then they get a hit on a ball that they barely hit and just kind of rolls up the third baseline and they happen to beat it out. Now, you know, whatever works. But so when I think of failing, I think of anything that just doesn't get the intended result for whatever reason. Yeah. You know, like I think that's like the most granular level. And when I think about things, when it comes to failing fast and where it's important to fail fast in a startup, well, I think some of it's marketing and customer acquisition, like what works and what doesn't. The sooner you figure that out, the sooner you get to streamline or hyper-focus your resources, effort, and energy towards things that work. And, you know, like I've always said with marketing, there's 3 key words, test, test, test.
Yes.
You know, and just see what works. I don't mean A, B, C, D testing. I mean, like, try this, try this, try this. Which one's working the best? Okay, now let's try 2 of them, you know, and then get down to, okay, this is one that really works. Let's turn up the gas.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. And you're hitting on a key subject here, which is really go-to-market strategies, right? So when you got a new product and you're trying to get it to market, there's lots of go-to-market strategies, you know, direct sales or partnerships or going to trade shows or online advertising, all these different things. And you got to kind of try and experiment with all of them, right? Because if you bet all of your time and energy on one of them and you just keep trying that one thing and it never works, like you're killing yourself because you didn't also spend time trying in the other things, right? So there's always the balance of you spend too much time on one thing or you spend just a little bit of time on 20 things and you don't give any of them time to be successful either. So but the point is you've got to put enough effort into something. You get to a point where you're like, well, is this going to work or not? And if it's not going to work, we need to quickly cut our losses and try something else that maybe will, you know? And the go-to-market strategies.
You might find 3 things that technically do work, which one works best.
Yes. And then put all your effort into that one to maximize it.
Right, right. Now, you know, when, well, Matt, how many times have you failed?
I mean, I think I've just had varying degrees of success. You know, I mean, you hit a home run, you hit a single, one of them was a bunt, and somehow or another it like rolled just inside the line, and then the guy tripped and didn't pick up the ball in time, and I was safe at first. Like, you get just varying degrees of success too. So,
when I say a question that general, I'll ask myself, how many times have you failed, Matt? I can't count that high, because it's like, so what are we talking about? Like, yeah. Failed businesses? Not very many, not none, you know. But when it comes to, you know, other things, I mean, I think that we fail every day. We try to do things, and it's just, I mean, sometimes it's simple. All right, here's another thing I think you need to fail fast at: finding the people that you're going to be successful with in the future.
Right.
You know, we've talked about this a lot. Startups typically have small, lean teams. If you have three people and one of them's a turd, 33% of your company sucks. And you got to be able to, especially early, you got to be able to maybe realize you don't have the right people, you made the wrong decision, or something isn't working, and not try to live with that for the next 3 years, because your resources are limited, your time's limited, and your focus is limited. And, you know, it can be that simple. Like,
so we talk about fail fast. I mean, I think we're hitting on, there's a lot of different parts of that, right? So, I mean, it's did we build the right product? Are we targeting the right customers? Is the go-to-market strategy? Did we hire the right people? Did we build our technology the wrong way, right? Like, there's all these different facets to it. And it's not necessarily the whole business is a failure. It's just like, hey, we hired the wrong salesperson. The last 3 weeks, he hasn't accomplished anything. It doesn't feel like he doesn't get it. Do we spend the next 6 months and he just doesn't accomplish shit? Or we fire him and go hire somebody else now because we just doesn't feel like it's going to work, right? And it's like, how fast do you accept that failure and move on, which can be the success or failure of the entire company as well.
Yeah. Now, speaking of hiring successfully, if you have a technology company or are considering starting one, I want to remind you that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io. We're going to help you take the mystery out of hiring developers. And if you're starting a tech company, Matt, how important is it to get good people to build your tech?
It's really important. I mean, at the end of the day, in all businesses, it comes down to human resources and talent, right? Businesses are nothing without talent. And we talk about failure and learning from your failures. I mean, at Fullscale, we've hired how many, like 200, 300 hundreds. People, right? And along the way,
220.
Well, you include the previous, you know, people that no longer with us, right? Add those to the list. Like, we've hired, you know, a lot of people, and to the point, like, maybe the first, you know, 50 people, maybe we failed 10% of the time, right? And we learn, like, oh, okay, when we hire people, we need to look for this, need to look for that. Like, how do we get better at it, right? Like, you talked earlier about in everything we do, we're looking at how to improve it. And some of that is looking at where we failed. Like, we failed this guy and this didn't work. Well, why didn't it work? How do we get better, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, failure is important when it comes to success, because there's a few things. You know what I mean? Through failure, you're going to get to know yourself better. You're going to learn from your mistakes. You're going to figure out where you need to grow.
That's my point.
And failure, like, it forces you to, well, it's humbling in a way that forces you to like rethink and reconsider and find new ways and strategies to win. And
reset your expectations. Like,
and I think one of the things too with failure is, you know, Matt, you ever get that idea? You're like, God, I really think this might work. I really think this might work. And it's just sitting there. It's getting louder in your head and louder in your head. Sometimes you just need to satisfy that and know, like, okay, oh God, that crushed it. Or you realize, oh shit, okay, that maybe that wasn't as great. But sometimes I think that's important too. Just kind of knowing that you've checked the boxes or you've tried different things.
I tried. And,
right. And you know, it seemed like a good idea, but I got to tell you what, Matt, you know, over the years, I've tried a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, I try 10 and I want one to work, because when you find one that works, you're like, dude, this is awesome. But you got to know when to let go. And that's that catch and release scenario. And I've seen too many people just ride the ship into the rocks. They're like way out in sea. And they're like, oh, I see that island and that reef and those rocks coming. And then now they're getting closer. Like, oh, it's getting closer. okay, let's just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. Like, you know, Hollywood teaches you that the captain goes down with the ship. There's no glory in that.
No.
Like,
that's just suicide. Right?
Like, turn it, do something different. You know, anything. And that, you know, that's a big thing. So, all right. And I mentioned, so we're going to fail fast on this episode. Normally our episodes are quite long, but one, I'm tired of talking about failure with startups. But I did think that this was important because you're going to hear that. If you're not familiar with the fail fast mentality, and you want to get into a startup or start a business or any of that, you're going to run into it. So we felt like we needed to address that and talk about it. Now, you know, when it comes to failing fast and why it's important to winning, it's like, I mean, it's crucial to have the ability to know when you've reached the point of no return as well. Like, how do you know that? Like, what tells you, has told you in the past, like, shit, it's time to quit. It's time to do something different.
Well, and back in the early days of Insolutions, we got to that point at one time where it's like we had a partnership and we thought the partnership was going to sell our product. And we're just sitting around every day waiting for our partner to sell our product. And at some point in time, you're like, you know what? Fuck this. We can't put 100% of the future of our business relying on this partner. We got to take ownership of this and go sell our own product too. Right. Like at some point in time, like you got to decide it was a failure. Like the partnership was a failure. We've got to have a plan B. Right. And it you got to use your spidey senses sometimes to just know, like, okay, we've tried this long enough.
I got to tell you what. So, you know, I recently turned 46. I think you're getting older too, aren't you here, buddy?
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So as I've gotten older, I've leaned more on the trust your gut.
Yeah.
Cause like the more I look back at it in life, like it hasn't been wrong. I look back at like some of the biggest regrets for decisions or stuff or whatever. And like, I was definitely fighting my own like internal instinct. Like there's a reason that exists. I don't know how to describe why it exists or any of it, but as you gain more experience, I think that's experience shouting back at you. It's like, hey, you've done this before. Like, don't touch the hot stove again. It's going to burn you. Like, that's why we learn. Like, we both have small children and we see them go through it. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you got to let them learn.
Well, I was going to say.
Sometimes you got to let them learn. But if they keep touching the hot stove over and over again, you get a different set of stuff to address.
I fight this with my wife all the time because our youngest is like 13 months. And I'm like, let him trip and fall. Let him touch the hot thing. Because until he does, he's not going to know not to do it again. Like, that's the only way he learns is to fail. Right? I mean.
Yeah.
It's the only way it works.
Well, Matt, today's episode was brought to you by Fullscale.io, and I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to talk about, I'm ready to move on, and we're done failing. We know why it was important. We know why we did it. We talked about it some, and we're coming back with our next episode, and we're going to talk about building the team that's going to make it happen. Matt, I'll see you on the flip side of this episode.
See you, buddy.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.